The new interim ruler of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, is now in Kabul preparing to assume control of the government 9 days from now. Karzai arrived at the Bagram airfield north of Kabul, then drove into the city overnight during a curfew. He has spent the past several days in the former Taliban stronghold of Kandahar, south of Kabul. NPR's Sarah Chase is in Kandahar. What's the feeling among Afghans there about Karzai?
He's kind of swept the place, actually. Every person that I've spoken to has expressed a lot of optimism about Karzai. That includes people who might have sympathized with the Taliban, as well as the various factions of people against the Taliban government. Part of the reason is that his family has a lot of respect in this region, but it also has to do with how he has behaved himself since he began kind of leading the push to oust the Taliban. He was very careful not to get involved in unnecessary fighting. He meticulously negotiated his way down from his own stronghold in the mountains north of here to the city itself, spearheaded negotiations that defused factional infighting here in Kandahar, and most importantly for the people of this city, his soldiers, when they came into town, behaved themselves remarkably.
Kandahar was the Taliban stronghold until it was seized last week. What's the atmosphere in the city now?
It's quite somber, actually. Most of the shops are still closed. The streets, according to people from the town who haven't been here for a while, are much emptier than they usually are. You don't see the kind of joyous exclamations, people shaving their beards, that people witnessed in Kabul. Very few women in the streets, those who are mostly still in the head-to-toe blue burqas that the Taliban imposed.
Why the contrast, do you think, between what happened in Kabul?
Well, partly the Taliban are from here. And in fact, many of the rules that they imposed on the rest of the country were drawn from the traditions, the local traditions of southern Afghanistan. So to some extent, people are just continuing to live as they did before. The other point is that this city is still a bit unsettled. There are still really bad memories from the time after the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, of local warlords pillaging, robbing people, looting houses, taking tolls from trucks along the roads. And the people of Kandahar are not yet entirely sure that that kind of a situation will be avoided now. So you get the sense that they're kind of battening their hatches, waiting to see how the new authorities establish themselves and what kind of a civil administration they're able to put in place.
What about the U.S. military presence in Kandahar?
It's visible. They rolled into town, U.S. soldiers, with one of the factions that had been fighting south of Kandahar at the airport area. So several vehicles, something like 10 or 15 vehicles of U.S. special forces, rolled into Kandahar with those guerrillas.
NPR's Sarah Chase in Kandahar, Afghanistan.